Listen to what the divine has to offer. Hi, let's start by lighting some candles and lowering the lights. The spread I'll be doing tonight is called Shehem Ancestor Tarot Reading. The reason for this reading is because on the 29th, and when I'll be releasing this, it will be in South Africa, Shehem. One of our Sabbaths. So instead of doing something specific like a ritual, I will be doing a tarot card reading, which I will also invite some guests along. So I do have some chocolate cake with some nuts on it. We also have some milk, and I got 3 apples with the pentagram showing. I will be using my Zodiac Tarot card spread for the spread itself. So, let's get into it. Alright, so it is again Leo season, and I am back to do a Leo season reading. I am going to do hopefully a little bit more going forward, but yeah, let's get into the reading. So I am going to use a Leo spread created by Emerald Lotus Divinations, and I am going to use Angels Among Us, which is made by Victoria Maxwell and illustrated by Ellie Grant. So let's get into it. Alright, so the Leo season spread that I'm using has a 5-card spread. Questions are as follow. 1. What is the major theme of Leo season for me? 2. How will this theme impact me? 3. How can I play with the world around me? 4. How can I express myself? And 5. How can I harmonize my relationship with my ego? Alright, card 1. Saint Francis, animal communications, activism, and service. You need to stand up for what you want, especially in this next month or for the next season. Be strong on what boundaries that you put up. If you have animal companions, it is time to spend a little bit more time with them and interact with them. That's what I get from that one. Number 2. The theme that will impact you is to do with yourself. You need to be or create some patterns of self-love or self-courage or self-care improvements in your day-to-day activities. This will then also help you deal with Venus that is going into retrograde. I suspect doubling back. Oh, yeah, sorry. Card 2 is Mary Magdalene. She stands for divine feminines, devotions, and sacred sexuality. In this case, like I said, it is representation of you needing to do a little bit more self-love, self-courage, and healthcare on your day-to-day. Okay. card 3 is Merlin. Merlin is alchemy, manifestation, and magician. So from this, I get that when we do our self-love and health care, We manifest positivity into our day-to-day lives, but we are not seeing or not following the signs or the magic that we are feeling, or our gut feelings that we are not following at this current stage as well. So focusing on that will also help you create better boundaries, which you will then actually stand up to defend, especially if somebody comes across or tries to break them down so that you follow their rule. It is a time for that to focus now on. Okay. Number 4. Archangel Halen, which represents friendship, psychic abilities, and moon cycles. And this with Merlin, I do feel like it is time to take a step forward to what you wanted to achieve in life before, as your guides that you are following are standing behind you and are rooting for you, and they are trying to help you to stand up for what you want and what you want to do in life. And the last card, number 5, is Saint Demethine. Sorry. Saint Demethine. She represents mental health and well-being support. So in this state of self care, it tells me that you definitely do need to focus on your mental health and your support that you have built up during this time, for when something goes wrong, how your support is going to be, who is there to help you through difficult times in your life going forward. This will then help your ego to harmonize with your mental health and your well-being at this process, is making sure that if something bad were to happen, you have somebody you can communicate with or speak to. Okay, so next part is just taking everything and seeing what we can find out from this. So from Leo's sign, it represents self-confidence, loyalty, creation, the ability or the synchronization to stand out above everything. And during this season, Leo's using phrases, "I will." Using that in the same aspect of these indication of cards from Angels Among Us, it is time to focus on yourself and to build yourself up and to take care of what you want and what you need so that you can stand out from your past or from a person you feel like you are being, person you are feeling being, sorry, words are not coming out now, someone you are being compared to. It is time to build on your self-confidence, and a lot of these cards represent standing up for yourself, taking care of yourself, and in that process you can manifest your creativity and your ability to become something that you thought you could be or want to be, not could be but want to be. If you have a question you want answered with tarot cards or oracle cards on the podcast, please send me your questions on Twitter at DOT Witches, Facebook and Tumblr at Divinations of the Witches, and Instagram, one word, Divinations of the Witches. If you want a private answer to your question, please email me at DOTWitchesPodcast@gmail.com.
I will get your answer to you as soon as possible. Till the next time, we have a question for the divine.